You're listening to Liquid Podcast with Chill and Hotbit, brought to you by TeamLiquid.net. Enjoy the show.
All right, everyone, welcome to episode 2 of the Team Liquid Podcast, a special extended edition where we're going to cover an interview with Noonie and also give you some BlizzCon coverage. This is Chill from Team Liquid, and once again, I'm going to be joined by Hotbit.
Hey guys, I missed out on BlizzCon this weekend. I feel really insanely envious of everyone that went, but I did get to catch a lot of the stream on online, and I gotta say, I'm looking forward to 2009. A certain someone's gonna be destroying everyone. So I got a billion things I want to ask you about BlizzCon. So first, what were your general thoughts about it? It was great. It was fun. Obviously, it's fun. You know, I went to one before.
Yeah.
You want to give us the dirt on some of the new users you meet? Who were you surprised about? And who were you, pick two users to be roommates? Who would it be?
Two users to be roommates? Well, it depends what kind of year I wanted to have. I think the person I didn't really know that well, who was, like, unbelievably cool, was Losing ID 8. He's, you know, the Korean translator, but he was just, like, I don't know, so, like, into it, so enthusiastic, like, so friendly. So he would be one. And the other would probably be Intrigue, because he's so awesome to hang out with.
Yeah, I mean, I met Intrigue 3 or 4 times now. I went to his house in Maryland, his apartment, to OBS TSL, and I stayed there for a full weekend. He was a great host. And his roommates were a little weirded out by this kid bringing in these huge monitors and like sitting there and like
obsessing
this thing, but it was still really good. Yeah. Who were you surprised by?
Who was I surprised by? You know, I've seen a lot of.
Yeah, you got to give us the dirt.
No, there's not really too much dirt that I can really think of. I've seen a lot of these.
Oh, come on! Don't be polite.
No, I'm actually not trying to be. I'm running through all the people. Last Romantic was actually like, for some reason online, I didn't think he would be, like, as cool as he was in real life. So I was surprised, but, like, in a good way, by Last Romantic.
you're like, wow, you're not as much of a loser as I thought you were. it's kind
you
of
know,
mean.
In a sense, yes. Well, I guess, but it's better that way than the other way.
What was he like after Yellow lost?
Oh, my God. He was... Okay, I was...
He lost to
I
Idra.
Wasn't there. By the way, he lost a lot of money on that. Game too.
No.
I wasn't there, but apparently they were all having lunch, and or they were hanging out in a hotel room or something. And then word got to Last Romantic that Yellow was playing a StarCraft 2 show match because Yellow had already busted out of the actual StarCraft tournament.
Well, Yellow
busts
out a
on
lot
stage.
Of things.
So and Last Romantic like just grabbed. His poster and like just started running, like just ran out of the hotel room and started running for BlizzCon.
You should have
so he could watch the event.
You should have faked him out. It's like, oh, Yellow's out in the lobby. He's like sprints out there. There's no one there. Oh.
yeah.
Who did you room with?
Next time. I was with Intrigue, Haji, and Neo Illusions.
And how was that?
Good. I was always the first one to go to sleep, actually, because I'm an old man.
Well, the other they're all Asian, so.
I mean, we.
How was the
it's
racial
true.
Dynamic?
It's very
I mean,
true.
You.
I was continually reminded of that.
Oh really? Were they speak Chinese
well,
with each other
know,
or what?
I'm highly racist against Asian people. Sorry.
They speak Chinese to each other or what? I mean, Haji's Japanese, but.
I think they all speak different. They all speak different Asian languages, don't they? Does Neo even speak?
I think he might speak Cantonese.
I know
yeah,
Intrigue
right.
does.
You're right. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean,
I speak Korean, so we're all different.
I met with Neo Illusions before the previous BlizzCon, and he let me stay at his house, and he was a great host too, and we put together the cheerfuls and everything together, and he even drove me, you know, like 2 hours to go see my cousin from China. So very nice guy, but a little quiet.
Oh, wow.
He loosens up when he's drunk. As I'm sure everyone does.
We never got him drunk. I was very disappointed at that.
Well, I heard Haji was drunk.
Oh God. Drunk Haji is so amazing. Pudgy should not exist in public without being hammered.
What was he like?
He goes from like kind of like normal and straight lip to like just like the world is incredibly great. Everything is like so happy
That's awesome.
when he's drunk. He's like, because and all his memories are the same too. He's like, because he was just getting hammered with DJ Edderstyle and oh my god, Bnet sucks and CF Trident. And afterwards, he's like, "Oh, those guys are so amazing. They're like so funny." I don't. This story's not really going anywhere. But Haji drunk is incredible, and he should always be drunk.
Do you have any other stories about the non-staff members, maybe?
Let me see.
Any embarrassing things that happened?
Oh well, I seem to be the one who kept like putting my foot in my mouth. the first time I met Peanut from SC2GG, I was like. You know, when I meet people in real life, I have no, you know, no hard feelings against them.
Well, first, can we stop and just I just need to comment on something. I've never met Peanut. I don't want to say anything bad about her, but from the WCG USA pictures, she was way overdressed. she had like a evening gown. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't look good. I'm not saying anything about that. It just slightly overdressed.
Yeah, I noticed
right?
that as well. She seemed to.
You gotta agree with that, right?
She seemed to have toned it down for her BlizzCon. Anyway, so I just want to finish the story because, So as I was saying, I don't have any grudges if we disagree online. When we meet in real life, you know, it's an even ground playing field. So whatever website you're associated with, I don't care. So. Artosis comes over with Peanut, and she's, like, super humble. She's like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Christina. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Blake. I'm Chill from Team Liquid. She's like, oh, I know. And Artosis goes, this is Peanut from SC2GG, and she also has posts on Team Liquid. I'm like, oh, you post on Team Liquid? She's like, yeah, I have four posts. And then at this time, I was thinking all people with, like, 10 posts or under are always terrible posters. So I say, oh, it's all right. I'm sure they're all terrible. And then I'm like, did I actually just say that? And then that was like the end of the conversation. And we never talked again the entire event. I was like, oh, that was pretty stupid
you're a huge
in
asshole.
Retrospect.
Yeah, why did you do that? That's mean.
I didn't
probably,
do it on purpose.
She's probably scarred from that.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. Well, Peanut, if you're listening to this, Chill officially apologizes. He's sure that those four posts are fucking magical.
Well, I don't want to go that far, but I do apologize. I am kind of a moron, so yeah. That is what it is. Also, a similar situation. We were watching the Pro Gamers, and these two guys came up behind me, and I heard the one guy go to his friend, hey, isn't that the kid you hate? And I'm, like, not really paying attention. I just eavesdropping because they're talking really loud. And it's like, da-da-da, mumbling. And then he goes like, yeah, isn't that kid Chill that you hate? And I'm like, is this actually happening right now? Like, if you hate someone and you think he's in front of you, shouldn't you not be like, isn't that person you hate and say his name out? So I'm sitting there for a while and they keep ragging on me. So eventually I just turn to them and go like, hey, what's up, guys? And then just turn back. And then they're talking more and more. And then I see these guys over and over throughout the event. And every time I do, they keep saying how much they hate me, and I'm like, well,
who was it?
I don't know. I'm like, do you guys post on TL? They're like, no. I'm like, do you guys post on? Because they were at the TL dinner too. What the hell were they doing there if they don't post on TL? And like every time, it's some like snide remark at me or like, hey, this guy hates you. I'm like, okay. Like, what do you feel good saying that and
you
not
got,
giving a justification or anything or like coming to a conclusion? What is this?
They're real life trolls.
Yeah, I think they were there trolling me.
Trolls.
And then they tried to backtrack, like saying, oh, he didn't think it was you. He thought it was Combat X. I'm like, okay, no.
Your Combat X fans found you in real life? That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And trolled
that's
me
crazy.
Very hard for 2 days.
Combat X fans trolled you in real life. That's great. That's a good story.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
You better watch your back. You better watch watch your back.
All right, Vin Diesel.
Okay, so what was the watching experience like? I know you didn't watch. I know at WWI you watched live games, but I mean, I think was the atmosphere any different? Was it like, kind of like Korean atmosphere? You know, with all the fans cheering.
Yeah.
Oh, did they use our cheerfuls? Because I didn't get to see them on the VODs.
Oh yeah, they did for sure. Okay, well, what happened in, I mean, in France, it was more, the front was all blocked off. It was reserved for not staff, like not press, but there was just VIPs, like rows and rows of VIPs. So we had to sit way back to watch the games, and that was kind of annoying. Whereas at BlizzCon, we were right up there on the floor, like you guys did last year, actually. So that was a little different. And we had Losing ID, who led the cheer, so it was actually, the real style where he says the pro gamer's name, and then Hana Dul say it, and we do the, whoever fighting. And Xavier actually said he could hear that, like through his headphones at the start of the game. He
That's
said it made him
awesome.
happy. So
That's
yeah,
great.
and they actually took the cheerfuls, which Samuel Guy and Plexa printed out. Thanks a lot to them. And they taped it to the front of their booth, so every pro gamer had his cheerful up when he was playing his game, which was
Well,
really
that's the
cool to see.
progress we made because the last BlizzCon we gave it to them. They loved them, but they didn't actually use them during the matches, and now they're using them, so we're taking a step forward.
Yeah, and we didn't give Zelos a picture with a dress in it, so I think that also helped progress.
Zelos didn't do that well in the tournament. Was he moody? Was he happy? You should have told him his shirt is going for like $500.
I wanted to, but they were so guarded. Like, in France, there was kind of a period where they were just chilling around, and everyone could talk to them. In this event, if they were outside of, the safe zones, if you will, the stage and the pro gamer area, then there was like a swarm of people around them, press or just fans asking for signatures and whatnot. So it was really hard to get a word in. I wanted to talk to Xavier and Zelos about it, but I really
We
just
should have
didn't.
done what me and Manny did, which is just go to the pro gamer area and pretend you're media and just go interview them. You gotta ninja it. Come on.
Yeah, we could. I guess we could have, but there was, like, in the pro gamer area, there was only, like, pro gamers and coaches. It would have been pretty obvious we weren't supposed to be in there.
Did you guys have a whiteboard?
Yeah, we did. I forget. I put up a few signs. I put up, and someone was filming me. I think he was not part of BlizzCon. I think it was a Korean guy. I drew a tornado and had Tornado Terran fighting. And what else do we have? We had Genius Terran versus the Maestro. Better than five new Mondragon replays.
Oh boy.
And I put up one for Xavier. Ma Jayoon, remember how you used to be? But that one didn't get on camera. They were filmed on, like they were on the screen, but I don't know if that got translated to the stream. Like if the stream only showed the actual game and didn't cut to what we saw live at the event. But yeah, we had a whiteboard. We had a couple things on screen.
What'd you think of the actual games? I mean, I know Idra beat Yellow. And I don't know if that's even a surprise given Yellow's current state, but what do you think of the other games? I mean, Xavier not dropping a game the whole time. I mean, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, the Idra Yellow games, I mean, we were arguing who has the advantage, really. And it was going both ways. Some people said, Yellow's a pro gamer, he has the advantage. Other people said Idra. But those games were really bad. Yellow did two hatch aggressive play, I mean, as expected. And Idra just kind of played defensively. I mean, no discredit to Idra, that's a smart play. And he basically steamrolled Yellow. Xavier played really well in every game I saw him play, and he actually five pulled Jangbi. I don't know if everyone saw that, but after
Yeah, we
that
definitely
happened,
saw that.
okay, after that happened, everyone cheered, and Shano, the CJ manager, came over because he had met us in Paris before, and he's like, "Hey, you guys like that one?" Which I thought was pretty funny, but the Nada Jangbi games were incredible. I was cheering so hard in the second set of those when Nada took it 2-1. I really wanted to see a Xavier Nada finals, and I mean, it's pretty incredible that that happened given that people were like 4GG and Jangbi were there, and
Well, 4GG seems like he
he had
didn't
a.
practice hard for it or something because he got bounced out pretty quick.
I actually don't even know. I only saw the games as I could.
As a Xavier fan, I think I want to see those Xavier versus 4GG games the most because Nada, while he's still good right now, he's not, a top top tier Terran, and 4GG kind of is. So I want to see how Xavier beat 4GG, whether it's like, super aggressive play or like kind of like more old school Xavier, like management play. So I want to see that. But what was the atmosphere like when Xavier gave his little English speech?
Oh God. I actually watched the YouTube video, and I guess it's just picking up mic volume because when he said, I will destroyed okay every or what did he say? I will destroyed everyone okay in 2009 or whatever it was verbatim. Like the place cheered so loud, it was
Yeah.
ridiculous. Like you couldn't even hear what he was saying after that. It was so loud. But on the YouTube video, it doesn't sound like it's that loud, but as soon as he said, like, I will destroy everyone, it's like, yeah! Everyone cheering and clapping. It was, yeah, it was insane.
He said it so matter-of-factly too. He's just like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna destroy everyone in 2009." It was
And when he
great.
said that, I was thinking of,
He said it like it was just like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go grab a sandwich after lunch." He said it in like that tone.
I was thinking of, who's the boxer from Rocky IV, Draco. I was thinking that like Russian voice would be fitting. Yeah.
Draco. Draco. Drago.
Drago.
Drago,
Okay.
where he was like, I will break him.
Exactly.
If he dies, he dies. That guy. So you guys didn't really get to party with them as much as you did in WWI, but I know that dinner was a big success. So, what was that like? Who did you sit with, and did anything funny happen?
Okay, it was massive, first of all. There was, I don't know, 40 people maybe? And we showed up late because, I mean, that's a cool thing to do. Not really, but so we had to sit in this booth off to the side. It was just me, Zadok, Last Romantic, and I think Spirit of the Tuna. So just the four of us, and we went around and tried to meet everyone. There was a lot of people who didn't have TL IDs, and that was always awkward because I'd be like, "Hey, I'm Chill. I'm Blake. Like, who are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just a lurker." And then they wouldn't explain who they knew there or how they knew about Team Liquid. If they read Team Liquid, it was just like really awkward conversation, so that didn't really go too well. Apparently Zilius was at the dinner. I don't know if that's true because I went around and meet everyone.
Wow,
I
really?
don't know. I was just looking at the pictures when I got back here, and it's like, yeah, Zilius, and he's like one of my heroes actually from back in the day when I watched like Brood War Beta, and original StarCraft tournaments. Zilius was the man, so I'll be really sad if he was there. And of course, those two guys who hate me were also there, and that was really awkward. I actually, after them, I was so discouraged, I just stopped talking to everyone else and just went back to my booth because I just had it with that. And then, of course, it was Eminem's birthday, as everyone knows, so we had to celebrate her 21st birthday again. That went over really well. It was a big success, cheering for it.
That's great. You guys stood up and sang and everything.
We didn't quite get that far, unfortunately.
Okay, so we got to talk a little about ST2. You obviously played a lot of games. What race did you use? What did you think of, what were your impressions? Any funny stories about, really beating up people badly?
When I played in Paris, I just wanted to, really try to play competitively, try to beat people really badly. But when I played in, in Cali a couple days ago, I tried to focus on using a lot of different units, understanding what they do, trying different strategies, and it was good. It was better this time because in Paris, it was set up so you just click like play opponent and it's random. So the only way you could really play someone you knew was to like give a countdown and press the button at the same time, and even then it wasn't guaranteed. Whereas at BlizzCon, you could go in twos, and it was networked so that the computers facing each other played each other, so you would always play whoever you were standing in line with.
Well, was it a 2-on-2 or 1-on-1?
1-on-1, 2v2 wasn't programmed.
I was there, and that was one of the best experiences ever, because you're sitting next to this other Team Liquid guy, and you're just making fun of the other two people constantly through the match.
Yeah, but I like this because it was, every game was competitive. It's like if you're playing some scrub, then which we did a lot. I mean, we'd see like who could get motherships out the fastest, or who could, like Zadok said, he had so many nukes. There was like a nuke every 10 seconds. He was using like defensive nukes to stop the guy's attack because he just wanted to only use nukes. Or like, I was killing people with SCVs or getting pure BCs out, stuff like that. But then when I was playing a lot with Intrigue or Haji or Zadok, Ilya actually trying, legitimate strategies. And I mean, the game's definitely broken at this point. And I think it's broken in multiple ways, like in a sense that there's a lot of mechanisms in the game that make it too easy, as we've been over many times. I'm sure there'll be a big post detailing this. And Blizzard doesn't seem to think that's an issue, so I'm kind of concerned for that. And then certain strategies in the game are basically unbeatable. Like Zadok had this thing called the Zadok build, which was just getting a Marauder out and 8 Marines. And a Marauder, if you don't know what it is, it's like a Marine that does extra damage to heavily armored units and has like 120 life. And its attack actually slows the movement of other
Oh,
units.
jeez.
So we would send the Marauder in first. It would draw all the fire, and then the Marines would come and clean up. And it was really difficult to stop because if you're trying to Dragoon micro, the Marauder would just hit, or Stalker micro, I suppose. The Marauder would hit the Stalker and slow it down, and then everything would come in, kill that Stalker like almost instantly. So you couldn't even like be aggressive with your Stalkers. So there's some issues there. The Nidus Worm has been changed, so you don't even need creep to drop it anymore. You can drop it like just out of an upgrade. It was good, so
That sounds
Zerg will pretty
dumb.
much be building a
That
Nidus
sounds
Canal
nuts.
in your main race every game. I did it to Haji. Like, I just kept building Nidus's in his main and like cleaning out his command center over and over. And there's like nothing you can do unless you, I guess, surround your entire main with turrets or supply depots and then have an army back there, because they finish completion in like 2 seconds. So the Overlord just flies in, drops it, then the Overlord can die. 2 seconds later, you've got like a maxed army in your
I
main.
was surprised at how hard it was to follow what was going on relative to when I watched Brood War. Not in that I don't understand what the units do, it's just hard to see.
Yeah, I think that's true. And one of the things I can say to that especially was I was using mutas against SCVs. And SCVs, when they die, they don't like explode like in Brood War. They kind of fall apart. So I was just right clicking on an SCV, flying back, right clicking on the same SCV, except this time I would get the move command because the SCV was in its death animation, but it still looked like it was alive. So, I mean, things like that are really annoying. And I guess to kind of continue with this point, there's a lot of latency point, even in LAN. I don't mean latency in the sense of, you click and then it takes a while for the unit to react. Everything is followed by kind of a tedious animation. So there'll even be a turn animation. So you tell something to move, and there's latency while it starts to animate to turn, and then it'll start to move. And it makes, micro basically impossible in a lot of situations. Like Zealot versus Zergling micro doesn't even exist anymore. If you try to micro them, you'll just end up taking extra hits, so you just A move and let them go, hope you come out ahead. And I think, things like this
Well, that's
need to be
horrible.
addressed instantly.
Well, they'll fix some of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. The only really funny story I have from it was there's this grass on this one map that looks like it's a cliff, so I tried Protoss versus Zerg fast expansion, and this was like Machines, I think one of his first StarCraft 2 matches, and he played as Zerg, and he 10 pooled me, and I went pylon forge, cannon cannon at what I thought was my natural, and he had rallied from his main to just to my main, and the Zerglings just ran straight in and started raping my pros. He's like, what the hell? Because we had just waited in line for like 10-15 minutes. He killed me in like every game and a half, and we couldn't play again because it was just one game, and then you had to go. So that kind of sucked.
Wow. They should do it by time limit and not game.
There was a time limit as well. Like one game I was killing Intrigue, but he lasted the 20-minute time limit, so it was a draw.
Anything about maybe going to Six Flags? I know you guys did that.
Oh, I. Okay, so Zadok flies in from Germany on Wednesday. We all got there on Thursday. I thought Zadok had everyone's phone number, so I thought he was going to get in touch with someone, because I found out when I'm down there that my phone actually doesn't work in the US, which I didn't know. So, I'm
Well, that's
expect
interesting because I can call you from my phone from the United States. So
Interesting.
it's kind of weird that it doesn't work in California.
It's because I just have a really cheap plan, so I don't have roaming, and I thought I did. So, he's like phoning me because I'm the only point of contact, and we're at Six Flags, and he's in Cali, doesn't know where anyone is, and he's leaving for the unit to bridges on my phone, which I can't even answer because I don't have it. So we're walking around Six Flags, and suddenly some guy taps me on the shoulder. He's like, "What the hell?" And I see it's Zadok, who's like come to Six Flags hoping to bump into us.
And he actually found you? That's
He found
crazy.
us in Six Flags, but like, how ridiculous is it? You're in California, you don't know where anyone is, you're supposed to meet them, and the one person who like is your point of contact doesn't have his phone on. So, like, he was like, he was visibly angry from the get-go, but I think he got over it. But yeah, that was a pretty big fuck up on my part. Too exciting, except that Haji and Neo Illusions, Spirit of the Tuna, and Last Romantic actually had to bitch out after only three roller coasters.
Really? Why?
Well,
To go home and sleep or something? Get ready for tomorrow?
we had driven down from San Francisco and we hadn't slept yet, so we were all in like 0 hours of sleep, and we were pretty dehydrated. So we all felt sick. Like, I felt really sick, but they decided to take off. And Intrigue
That's
and
what those
me,
conventions are like, man.
yeah,
You gotta.
yeah,
You're basically staying awake for as much as you can.
yeah. You
You don't
gotta
wanna
play
sleep
through
that
the
much.
pain.
I slept like 3 hours. Did you guys land at all?
Did we land? No. Me and Haji were gonna play this drunk show match, but we never actually found the time to do it. And we played a lot of Street Fighter, actually. It was pretty ridiculous, actually. On the car ride down, in like the second row of seating, it was me on the left, Neo Illusions in the middle, and Intrigue on the right. And we had my laptop set up on Neo's lap, and then we had we had USB controllers plugged into them, so we could play Street Fighter like the
That
entire
sounds
ride down.
awesome.
Yeah, and Haji's dad sees us setting all this shit up, and you tell them like they can't do that because they're gonna distract you, and like you're gonna do something terrible with the car. And so Haji's like, "All right," and he tells us that. So like, we just close the laptop until we leave, and then we open it up, start playing Street Fighter, and we're on the road for like 45 minutes. And Haji gets pulled over for doing what did he do? He was doing 90 and a 60, so he got pulled over. So it was pretty funny that his dad's advice came true.
What about Plexa? I know you met him. He flew all the way from wherever he's
Oh
from,
man.
all the way in the
Yeah.
Pacific.
From New Zealand. Plexo's like, he doesn't speak in Final Edit speak. I was expecting, everything to be like an epic analogy or have some like stunning conclusion. So I'll be honest, I was a little disappointed that he was more normal than I had built him up to be. And he is almost a MySpace camera whore at the amount of pictures he was taking.
It's probably, I mean, I don't think he flies to California from New Zealand every day, so gotta get, memories.
Yeah, I think it's
I liked
understandable.
all the pictures and the news posts. That was great. So, are you sad that it's over?
No, actually, by the end, I was like completely burned out. I was done. And we played so many games of StarCraft 2 that I think it was like 8 o'clock on the last day, 8 p.m. And BlizzCon closes at 10, and we're standing around like, "What do you guys want to do?" And everyone just wanted to leave because we had played hundreds of StarCraft 2 games. It was just too much at that point. So I don't want to really look at StarCraft 2 for about a month, I think, after all that. Something else that happened that's kind of interesting, I guess I'll just talk about now. The website ygosu.com,
Yes, I do.
the Korean website.
Yep.
Okay, they had two representatives at BlizzCon who wanted to talk to like the Team Liquid staff, so we all got together, and they were
Cool.
talking about how by the way, I don't know if I should be telling the story, but I will. FOMOS had some I guess round table discussion with a lot of the Korean websites, and they brought up Team Liquid. They were mad that Team Liquid was translating a lot of their articles and not, oh really, they could do it first, which is kind of ridiculous in itself. So YGOSU said They're trying to look together and collaborate with Team Liquid actually to build bridges between Korean news and foreigner news actually. And they said it was something they're really interested in. Like they'll source, one of our forum posts, for example, and we can, source their articles and it'll be back and forth like that. And something they wanted to do to kick it off actually was they saw Team Liquid versus Gosu Gamers, the epic trouncing that we gave them. So they want to set up a similar thing, Team Liquid staff against Y Gosu's
Wait, so
team.
they
I was
watched the VODs? That's
yeah.
awesome.
It was pretty funny.
And you, some of our players didn't get passed on to the pro teams for consideration.
Unfortunately, not at this point.
Last Romantic especially, with that little lurker jump.
Seriously.
He should get a tryout with he should get a tryout with Samsung. I heard they need Zergs.
I'll put in a good word when I talk to them again.
But that, I mean, FOMOS, we don't want another, Basie situation on our hands with that, so we should probably talk to them
Well, it's
before,
it was like call up FOMOs and be like, "Hey, we're translating your
Yeah,
articles."
I
Like,
just call them up, be like, "Is this FOMOS?" And they'll be like, "Yes," and you'd just be like, oh. They'll understand you. We could go on all day about BlizzCon. We didn't really talk much about the pro scene this week, but we can kind of make up for that next week. If you want to read about the OSL, I'm sure there's going to be a news post coming out about that very soon. You can read about the MSL in my news post. I just posted it a few hours ago. And it seems like it's going to be it was a pretty hectic week with Pro League and everything too. I know you didn't watch any of the games, but some of them were pretty interesting. I know Firebat Hero advanced, to much to my dismay.
yeah, we were actually all in a hotel room watching that. It was pretty ridiculous. It was like 20 people in a hotel room watching that MSL group on a 12-inch laptop screen.
I guess I'm just gonna have to live with him being an MSL and possibly even going far.
They're trying to hopefully he'll just bust out instantly, or hopefully he'll pull some shenanigans either way.
We have this Noni interview lined up, and we're gonna get him on the line pretty soon, and we'll talk more about pro gaming next week.
Okay, well, this is Chill again with Hotbid, and we're joined right now with the WCG 2008 USA winner, Noonie.
Yo.
How's it going, man? You feeling good?
Feeling great.
Did you
Yeah.
what'd you do this week? Did you practice at all? Did you just like kind of relax?
This week I mostly relaxed, got to admit. But
Yeah.
I will start practicing very hard.
Well, you're the Spirit champion and you're the WCG USA champion. Which one would you say you are more excited about?
Hard to say, hard to say. I guess Spirit Tournament, because that's like a. It could mean a whole lot more, whereas WCG, that's just one event, and then it might be a dead end after that, whereas Spirit Tournament could be, a whole new life, so we'll see.
Well, no one actually knows the official status on that. So, what do you think your chances are? I mean, like speaking informally, obviously anything can happen. But do you think you have a good chance of going to Korea? And what team? Like, we have no idea what's going on.
Well, for me, it's like you can't argue with the results, and I've put up the best results. Did the best against Koreans, I think, and won the tournament, dominated the ladder, and it's hard to argue with that. So, from a results standpoint, I should be the one to go, in my opinion. But it was close, and if they're looking at game style or they're looking at ages or they're looking at a certain race or something, then it could get difficult, it could get tricky, and I could understand if they sent someone else, but it's hard to argue with results. I'd like to see the person with the results go, especially since that's me. And as far as the team, I don't know, I have no idea on the team. Who knows? They haven't specified, so I have no inside info on that.
I was gonna say, have you heard anything at all? I mean, obviously you can't reveal in depth what you know, but I mean, have you been in talks with anyone after the tournament?
No, the only thing that I've heard is how long it would take to make a decision, which I guess they didn't even give a specific date for that. They said like a couple weeks, maybe a month. So this is the time period, you know, in these next couple of weeks, I guess they'll decide and make an announcement.
Oh, you don't have to give us the official statement. Come on. You got to give us the insider info. You don't even have the answers. How about, like,
no, I'm telling you.
Just
I really
tap
don't.
Your microphone twice. Tap your microphone twice if it's Istro.
No, I really don't know. I really don't know. So.
I heard that was two taps.
No, I think that
was
chill.
Chill, though.
No,
Chill's
that actually wasn't
been sabotaging the interview.
Noni's going to Istro. You heard it from his microphone. So how was WCG USA? Were you surprised by the Idra games? I mean, everyone was, you know, a little surprised and kind of disappointed, but what's your take on it? Did he choke, or were you just, like, on fire that day? What happened?
Well, I mean, the first game I played him, that was on Troy, and, like, you really just can't count that. Because, I mean, he tried to, like, BBS me. He just tried a Marine SCV rush, but I was doing, like, a really heavy rush myself, and so he was dead there. And, like, some people would say, well, he should have just played it normally, but no, Troy sucks for Terran against Protoss, so that's kind of a throw-out game. And so it just came down, like, he needed a 2-0 me from there, and he took Othello, he picked Othello. And I don't know, I was really confident with the build that I picked there, and I was playing it well, and I didn't feel like someone, I didn't feel like even a good B-team player, Korean B-team player, could have beat me on Othello that day. Like, I felt like that's where my game level was at, so you can't really expect much more from Idra. I mean, that's the level he's at right now. He's a B-team player. So I think I can conquer that level right now, but I don't know. We'll see how I stack up, like, in the next year against players of that caliber.
So to the European translation, Noni says he's better than all B team members, and that
yeah.
He would be on the A team instantly. That's
I think my words actually meant something in Polish, and that's exactly how you'd translate it. Those were Polish words. They meant I'm better than every B team Korean.
Yeah, I heard Xavier was on the B team briefly, so you're basically saying you're better than Xavier.
Yeah, a couple months ago, I dominated Xavier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of the Polish community, there are a lot of posters on Gosu Gamers, Polish posters, who are a little more accepting of you now because of your last name and your Polish roots. So can we get an official statement on that?
Yes, I do have Polish roots. It's true. I very mixed blood, but the biggest part of it is Polish, so they have reason to be proud.
Maybe you can tell us those other roots and steal more fans, you know, maybe spread it out a little.
Well, I'm German. Oh, German is the second biggest. So
Germany and Poland, wow.
Yeah.
Any Romanian
my
blood in there?
My mom's maiden name was Prawns, and I think that's a real German name, I'm not sure. Probably not saying it right anyway, but...
So you're like the chosen one. You're going to make them, like, love each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Germans, when I go to Germany for WCG, just embrace me.
You'll unite the community, finally.
Yeah. I think you need to change your country. You're USA right now, right? Yeah, on Team Liquid.
Yeah, maybe I should. I should do that for a while. Right now, I don't have a country.
What'd you think of Idris' post, the one on Team Liquid?
Oh, the blog?
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's be fair here. Idra didn't write that. That was in control.
I took it as a collaborative effort among all five of those guys. What do you think, Chill?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in the room. I don't know if he started the fire, but he was definitely fanning it.
I mean, it reminds me of that time when last BlizzCon, when Manifesto flamed in control while we were all watching and pretended, I'm making the air quotes right now, it was one of us posting under his account. It's a real easy excuse.
I guess no comment on that one.
I mean, a lot of drama flies around when people get together in real life. You know, tricky stuff happens. You don't know who said what. People log on other names, and it's a real tricky situation. I can't get involved. I have to keep my reputation clean.
Speaking of, I want to know at WCG USA if there was any sort of drama or heads butting between some of the USA guys and Louder or some of the USA guys and Dino, considering they're quite polarizing characters in the community.
Yeah, well, see, I was rooming with Dino. That was my room assignment. And when I got there, I got in late Thursday night. It was like 11:30, maybe midnight already. And I walked in my room, and there's like 12 people in there playing beer pong. I just walked in there, looked around, and turned around, and walked out. So that's how it
That's
started.
awesome. You're not a big beer pong enthusiast then.
Well, when I'm not winning a championship, I guess I am, but
How much money did you win? How much was it?
$3,000.
Well, that's definitely worth one night of beer pong. So
Yeah.
you skip probably skipped correctly.
Yeah. But I'd say, well, I never saw Idra and Louder exchange words. I think they avoided each other pretty purposefully. And then, well, it's a little known fact that Artosis and Dino are great friends. They're amazing friends. They're friendless. They're mutual. And that's to the disapproval of most of media slash 88. So Artosis was all excited about meeting Dino, and I think the rest of us were like, why do you want to meet Dino? Like, F that. We can
Well,
go our own way.
to be fair, I guess it is possible to separate your online life from your real life, but it's still kind of just weird. I mean, I can imagine the reactions going completely off the scale, either like, oh, you really hate him just from what he does, and then or you just completely ignore what he does online, relative to how he is in real life, so.
Yeah, I'm a fan of consistency. I think you should act the same way online or in person, either way. That's my take on it. But I mean, a lot of people
Is
are
that
like, if you have an online feud, then when you meet in real life, you should put that aside and be friendly and take advantage of meeting up, since, StarCraft players hardly ever get to meet up or whatever. But I say F that. If you don't like them in online, then you don't need to be fake once you meet up. Or, vice versa, whatever.
Is there any other kind of like little stories or drama you want to tell us about WCG USA? Anything else happen that was, interesting?
Oh, there's stuff I'd want to tell you, but I get in so much trouble, and I know that's a
Oh, you
tease,
gotta
and
tell us.
you're
Come
just gonna
on.
make me for 2 seconds straight now, but I just had to throw that out there. It involves, well, I mean, did you guys know that Greg or Idra's manager was there from CJ?
No,
What's his
wow,
name?
I didn't know that. Is that Sean
Shauno.
O?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shauno. He was there.
And what
That
happened?
guy's awesome, by the way.
He covered our lunch. He pulled out like a gold card, like a gold business card that basically read, CJ is incredibly rich, and he said, I'll buy you all lunch. So there you go. That's a positive story.
Awesome.
I
That
can't
sounds
tell the
good.
negative
You got
story.
well,
I'm sorry.
you gotta give us the negative story now. Come on.
No.
We can use AKAs. Okay. If there was, let's say, a manager there, and we'll name him John Doe, and he manages Phaedra, a fictional Blue Lore player, what could you tell a story about those two characters?
Well, because G5 beat Bisou when Bisou was playing Terran. Have you seen that
Oh,
replay?
really?
No, I haven't.
No, is Bisou good at Terran?
I don't know. I guess all pro
Well,
gamers are
G5
pretty good
beat
at
Idra
chakras.
too, so.
Yeah.
So I mean, and I gotta give G5 credit. I mean, when they had that the when the Crow asked him about him getting banned on Team Liquid, he just didn't comment about it. That was a perfect time to, flame us, but he decided not to, so I gotta give him points for that.
Yeah, I'd say through that whole TSL thing, he looked a lot worse of a guy than he really is. He's a pretty good guy. He's a good guy.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give people a second chance. What do you think, Chill?
I actually met him at BlizzCon, and he was like super cool, like really chilled out guy. Because I've actually, through the grapevine, heard stories of him, like going into rage mode after losing games and having a real big temper and kind of being off the chain. But I don't know. From what I met with him at BlizzCon, he seemed, of course, I think people should get a second chance.
If there's a TSL 2, no reservations. G5, you're welcome to play as much as you want. It'll be official statement here. Podcast giving official statements. Well, anyway, about the WCG USA versus the World thread, you know, the one that In Control made, kind of an open challenge to everyone. What would you think? What would you say Europe's best lineup is, and would USA beat them if they played like a Korean style match?
Oh, geez, I suck at these questions so bad because I like barely follow the amateur scene, but I'll try. I'll just BS my way through it. Let's see, Mondragon's really good. Stralock is good. Whiteraw's good. Those three. Cloud, definitely. And I don't know, Draven wins games. I don't know how Draven wins so many games. I guess he's like good. I like it's he comes from totally different style of Protoss than me, I think. So I can never fathom how he
What's
wins games.
his
He keeps winning games.
style and what's your style? What's the
He
differences?
like I don't know, like I try to find one build that can beat anything. Kind of like I think how Isla Vuv used to play, is he'd have one build and then people would try a myriad of different things against him, and then like every day would just be a discovery of how a new build doesn't work against Isla Vuv. Like that's kind of how I felt when he played, and that's kind of how I like to play. It's like you seem really boring and like you can only do one thing, but the truth is that like your one thing has to adapt to everything, and it's pretty amazing. So that's what I like to do, and it seems like Draven is more like a he picks something that will counter what he thinks his opponent's gonna do, and then he goes for that. But
That's kind of cool. That makes interesting games.
it's two different styles,
Yeah, it's the old
but he keeps
safe
winning
versus
games,
risky.
so I have to give him credit. So who
What
else?
about
We need another Zerg in
Russians?
there, I
You hadn't
guess.
included any Russians or.
Oh yeah, Russians.
Well, you already picked five people.
Five people.
I guess we could go to seven. I mean, you're
Seven.
clearly you're omitting a Draco here, okay? That's the
Drake will.
elephant in the room.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's good when he wants to be. If he cared about this event, then I guess I'd have to throw him in there. But if he
Oh,
doesn't
okay.
care,
All right.
then yeah.
That's a good compromise.
So, okay, let's make him number six. And then I feel like they need another Zerg, because there's some people in America that suck against Zerg. Well, who's another good Zerg?
Not for you.
Isn't there a
Rhett's pretty
Russian Zerg?
good.
Who?
Not for you. Rhett.
Oh, Rhett. All right, let's throw Rhett in there. Rhett's good.
Rhett. Yeah,
Rhett is really good.
Midian if he's motivated.
Yeah. Well, see, I can't keep track of all these people. That's why I'm so bad at these questions. I just want to put
And
everyone in
okay,
there.
and then the second follow-up would be, would USA win if USA played them?
USA could win. I think if you like played that match 100 times, then Europe would probably win most of them.
Oh God, I can't believe you
But
just said
then,
that.
Oh, Ink
yeah.
Control and Machine and Idra just smack themselves in the
Yeah, you just
face and
shattered the
move on.
hearts of all the American Brood War players.
I can't believe you
Yeah.
said that.
Well,
That is so
it's
anti-American.
just threat. Team Liquid Podcast, it's where you get the straight dope.
I know, I guess you have to answer it truthfully here, but whoa, that's. I mean, are you an undercover Polish agent or something like that?
Maybe I am. Who knows?
We gotta represent USA. You gotta
No,
be
but I
like, we're gonna
think.
win 5-0.
Yeah, I think like USA could. Well, USA is like a half step away from like owning those people all the time. That's the thing,
What
though.
if JF was from
So
USA?
close. Oh,
And
if
you guys had
JF is with
JF
us,
too. Yeah.
then it'd probably be like 50-50.
I asked JF who was the most influential player on his career, and he said, I think he said Oldie, but then I asked him who was second, and he said In Control for being so nice to him when he was in 88 and letting him play in Clan Wars when he was coming up. So, all those JF fans, you have In Control to thank in that situation. He fostered a young, up-and-coming Janfei.
Oh, should I say
So I guess
something
you
that.
can just include him.
Should I give some dope on JF that it's gonna make me look really arrogant? Should I feed the
Sure,
flames?
go ahead. Do it.
So,
You don't even have to ask that.
before his final against Draco for the TSL, We played two games on Friday, and I won them both. That's all that we practiced together.
Well,
So I
if he
got
won five
3-0'd by
games, he
Draco.
probably would have won
Yeah,
the
he
next
also
three,
lost
right?
two to
That's
Draco
true.
in the TSL.
But like I always say, like, anything can happen in these series, but people only see the results that get posted up. But Draco 3-0's me, and then I 2-0 JF, and then JF 3-2's Draco. It's just crazy. So call me arrogant.
Well, PvP is like that. It's a bit of a kind of very volatile matchup. I mean, if you watch the pros play, it's like super, super close. Even if it's like, Bisou against some mediocre Protoss, it comes to like, two Reaver Scarabs or something.
We can merge right on to discussion of MSL. This is a good point to go to MSL if that's on your lineup for today for this podcast.
It is, it
All those
is.
PvPs.
Well, more generally, I know that you do watch pro gaming and mostly Protoss players, and I know Chill, since he's been at BlizzCon, hasn't really followed this past week, but basically, I mean, I first want to ask you, what's your favorite pro team, and what's your favorite pro gamer, and why?
Well, the pro team is hard. When those icons came out for Team Liquid, I posted and I was like, oh man, I can't pick a favorite team. So I still don't have an icon. But I guess I'd have to say LeCaf would probably be my favorite. I guess that's who I'm cheering for in the end.
Interesting, yeah.
Jadong is so good.
Why?
Jadong's my favorite pro gamer right now.
Your favorite pro gamer is a Zerg? Wow.
Why not? He's good. He's better than
Chill, what do you think of
Savior.
that?
Ooh.
Well, I'm wondering how you can cheer for LeCaf knowing that Backo is on the team. I mean, I love Jadong too, but Backo just like offsets it way, way back.
I like Backo.
Oh my god, how can you like Backo? Please tell me you're just trolling me. Sure, like him.
He's a tragic figure.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's got to be a fan of a pro gamer who's like gonna mess up once in a while, or maybe like often.
I'm a fan of Chalrenge. I love Chalrenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chalrenge has some charisma. That's why you like him. You don't like him because he plays like a robot and loses.
No, but I think charisma is like a bell curve. Like, you like the people that are on either end of the curve. Like, Chalrenge is on one way on one side, like with the charisma, and Backo and like Midas are like way on the other end, and they get a lot of fans. I mean, Midas has a ton of fans, and he's probably the most awkward person on Earth.
All right, I think we'll split the vote on this one. I have nothing more to add to
Well,
Backo.
I like his play style, just ignoring his personality for a second. He does a really heavy harass type play style, and it ends up sucking against Zerg pretty often. Sometimes it works against Terran. But he has pretty solid mechanics, and I think the biggest complaint is that he does like stupid stuff. But I feel like as a
That's
player,
hilarious.
well, yeah, it's
That's
funny.
awesome.
It's funny. It's and like But as a player who's like, kind of close to his level, a couple levels below him, but still a couple levels above, everyone else on Team Liquid, I feel like I can kind of understand what he's thinking when he does this ridiculous stuff. Like I can see the error he's making. And to me, that's just very entertaining to see him fail so hard, 'cause that's the same way I would fail if I was playing a pro gamer. Like you'd see how little I know. And I look at Backo and I'm like, hey, good mechanics. He likes to harass. That's cool. Now let's watch him fail epically. And that's fun for me. I can relate.
Well, I guess the defining group of this past week, I mean, like, there's OSL and there's MSL, and I know the MSL group, the crazy group, is the Bisou, Much, Backo, Firebat Hero group. Now, Firebat Hero made that group despite his TVP being the worst matchup, and everyone thought he was going to get destroyed, including me. And he came out 2-0 in that group with some pretty ridiculous games. I mean, he used dropships in his TVP, and he beat Much, he beat Bisou, and he looked really strong doing it. What'd you think of that?
I think he did look strong. I saw some people writing, oh, it was nothing, it was build order wins. But no, like, you can see Terrans lose from Firebat Hero's position, even with those build orders, those same build orders. But he played solid, and the old Firebat Hero would have lost from those positions, and the new Firebat Hero new and improved TVP. He wins when he has an opportunity to win.
I just want to add that semi-old guy cashed in big by taking six or seven bets on Firebat Hero, winning the group.
No, that's amazing. Good for him. Did he take you guys out to dinner or something?
Yeah, his logic was he hates Firebat Hero, so if Firebat Hero wins, he'll make a lot of money. If he loses, then he'll be happy anyway, because Firebat Hero's out, which I think is a pretty solid plan.
Yeah, I mean, Firebat Hero, it's his momentum and his MSL to lose now, it seems. Maybe Firebat Hero finally got Stork to sit down with him, and he just, like, you know, banged out, like, 20 games, and that's why he's good now.
That could be the case.
Do you have anything else to add about, you know, possibly going to Korea? Like, what would be, like, the biggest change for you if you go over there? Would it be the food? Would it be, like, the language? What would it be?
Or
do you not want to, like, you know, go that far into the future? We can speculate, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, because I said, you know, if Spirit doesn't take me, I'm going to look for other ways to go until I'm absolutely sure I can't go. So, you know, I'm probably going to go one way or the other.
You're going to look for other ways?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to stop trying.
Just fly over there or what?
So, yeah, you know, try to, you know, if Spirit doesn't take me, then I'll try to contact coaches and get tryouts the way foreigners have in the past. So it's something I'm still set on. So go ahead and speculate. That's fine. I'd say the biggest change would be the language, though. That's hardcore.
How's your Korean?
Well, Chill's learning Korean.
We'll trade PVZs for Korean.
Chill, give us some Korean right now.
What do you want me to say? My Korean is actually very terrible.
Say a few Korean words for us.
A few Korean words?
Well, no, just say anything.
안녕하세요. 내 한국어가 안 좋아요.
You got the one of those. One of those.
And somewhere in a room in MIT, What is Protoss is yet again crying.
What is Protoss is like, that's not real Korean. I can't believe this kid is trying to pretend that he's Korean. Well, if you had to meet someone from Team Liquid, like if you went to BlizzCon this week, who would you be most excited to meet just from how they post on Team Liquid? Me and Chill excluded, obviously we'd be number one and two, but other than us.
Wow. I'd have to say I'd like to hang out with Rec Rule. He seems to be like the guy that you have to hang out with. And
would it be just like, you know, hang out with him one night or be his roommate?
Oh, hang out with him one night.
One night, huh? would you be up for going to, you know, those houses or whatever he was talking about in that thread that got?
No, absolutely not.
The path of the night. You're already planning for that.
Well,
God.
You have a girlfriend, right?
Yes, I do.
What does she think about your plans about the Spirit tournament and like you possibly going, you know, overseas?
She's supportive. You know, it's not her first yeah. choice of what I should do, but yeah,
she still sounds awesome. Then I mean, what do your parents think? Same thing. They're just supportive.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's really.
I mean, I guess
supportive.
It's different. They do see you getting like, they see you getting like checks and stuff in the mail from, you know, tournaments that you win. So I guess they do see it's kind of legit.
Yeah, they like it. They think it's cool. They think it's cool like how I have all these fans. Well, I don't have that many, but you know, it's I guess you know hundreds.
You get fan mail?
No, I don't.
Are you gonna be done school then this year?
No, I have. Interrupted my undergraduate studies. I have like 1 year left of classes that I'll just take at a undetermined time and get my undergrad degree.
Thanks for sitting down with us. I mean, do you have anything else you want to say? Any shout outs you want to give?
Well, shout outs, I guess, you know, shout outs to all my fans. The support is great, it's awesome. And shout out to all the media guys. Shout out to the dudes who ran the Spirit tournament. That was awesome. Shout out to all my friends. You know who you are. Cool.
All the friends that are listening to Liquid Podcast, all two of you.
Before you take off, I got to clear this up. What are you doing in single player for 2 hours a day? This has been on my mind since I saw that interview. What could you possibly be doing?
Well, when I find a build that I like, I'll watch VODs, and I find a build that I like, I have to know that exact build, like as if I had the replay and I could look at it exactly. So I'll write down, you know, whatever info the VOD can give me. If they click on a building that has a certain amount of health at a certain time, I'll write that down and I'll recreate the build until it's perfect. And then, since it's hard for me
so
to get
like
good,
you're like OCD.
Well, no, this is just the method. Like that's just how you have to do it. I mean,
well, I don't see anyone else doing that.
So when you get to Korea, it's gonna be so much easier. It's when they actually can say like, here is the build, and just you know, have it neatly sent to you instead of you grinding through hours of VODs in single player to do it yourself.
See, that doesn't even take that much time, because I mean, I can pretty much guess it. It's not my first time playing StarCraft, so most of the build I can get like on my first try. And but then what takes time is, since I don't have really good practice partners, then my build doesn't get pushed by certain things. So I'll just test it myself without ever actually playing against it. Like, I'll play Terran or I'll play Zerg, and I'll do a build and see like when Mutalisks come, or like if the Terran can do a timing push. I'll see when how many units a Terran can get at a certain time, and then I'll test it against my own build and see if it's safe against it. Because like, seriously lacking in the practice partner department, it's just hard to get games. So that's, if I go to Korea, like, my practice would be so much better, and I can't imagine not improving a lot, like, in the first couple months.
So there you go, a foreign StarCraft community. Noni would rather play single player than practice with you. So everyone needs to step up their game, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gotta play the crazy Hotbit again and Coral Reefer team melee team.
Yeah, team melee.
You're getting some sick practice from that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, and you know, we'll have you on the show again when you're in Korea. That'll be fun. You can give us the dirt on what's going down in the Istro House or whatever team you go to.
Yeah, I hope so.
I also wanted to add, before we forget, that Noni wants to do Team Liquid Attack again, so I think he's going to be the first repeat guest coming up pretty soon. We don't have an exact date nailed down for that yet, but obviously it's going to have to be soon, since we can infer that he's shipping off to Korea pretty soon, so we'll have to get him before he heads out.
Good luck, and we hope to see you in Korea, you know, sometime.
Awesome, yeah, me too. Thank you.
So that pretty much does it for this episode of Liquid Podcast. This is our second episode. Next week we're going to be talking about a lot more pro gaming. We got a lot of stuff coming up next week, including both OSL semifinals, GG Play against Fantasy, and Best against Stork, the two best PvP players in probably in the history of StarCraft. And the round of 16 of the MSL. Very exciting. So I guess we'll just see you next week, everyone. Bye.